Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
We'll see a little sunshine this morning with scattered afternoon showers or even a thunder shower possible. Our high today in the upper 60s. Tonight, scattered showers with a low in the low to mid 40s. Tomorrow, more scattered rain with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Good morning, y'all. Time for some coffee, conversation, and country right here at Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show.
Lord, it's the same old tune, fiddle and guitar. Where do we take it from here? Rhinestone suits and new shiny cars. It's been the same way for years. We need to change.
We got good music on the way. We're going to catch up on some country music news, get into our National Day of calendar. All thanks to our friends at From the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Go visit them at 250 West Grand Avenue, right here in Rapids. Buy local, support local. Tell them, Waylon.
You're all sure that you will, but I don't think Hank done it this way. No, I don't think Hank done it this way.
Look here. I hope y'all are having a great Wednesday out there. Thanks so much for joining us here. We got good things on the way for you. James behind the mic, and I am not alone. I've got Diamond Rio, Rascal Flatts, George Strait, Tim McGraw all joining us in a little bit. Get into our National Day of calendar to kick things off. But do want to let everybody know some programming notes real quick. We're going to be having some realignment around here. And this is perfect because we got the NFL draft here in Wisconsin, and there was a huge trade last week. If you did not hear, WIRI has traded for WFHR's Playmakers, and it makes its team debut today. We'll be on the air live and direct, taking your sports takes and feelings from 4 to 5. Michael Comer going to be sitting in with us, our new sports director. We're going to be having some fun with this one. It's our live call-in show. We want you to get your sports takes and feelings out. Don't keep those inside. They can spoil. They can go bad. It's not good for anybody. You want to get that out of your system. And we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. You guys direct and produce the show, Playmakers. Michael and I are talking football, and you call up and you want to talk about pickleball. We'll do it. Whatever you want to talk about. We'll be putting a focus on local high school sports, of course, local sports in general, and being able to really do a lot more with our rafters, our River Kings. So much of what we do here at WIRI and WFHR, we're going to really be able to join forces with this trade. The details of the trade involved a player to be named later and some draft picks, I believe. I don't know. That doesn't matter. Playmakers is premiering tonight, 4 o'clock this afternoon, I should say. We'll be here live and direct. Looking forward to it. Get ready to call up and join the conversation with us, everybody. It'll be a lot of fun. Let's take a look at our National Day of calendar. I do want to thank our friends over at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods sponsoring that. I was trying to think of how to do that with this show, but yeah, we appreciate them. Buy local, support local, everybody. Just like our friends from the Ground Up Coffee Shop that sponsored this hour for us. Sponsors all over the place. Gotta love this city. Great people. We appreciate you. National Day of Calendar now. For this 23rd of April, it is National Picnic Day. It's a little nicer out there. Month from now might be a little bit better, but, hey, if you're determined to have a picnic, you go for it. National Lost Dog Awareness Day. It's an important one, a good one. If you are in the state of Wisconsin and you lose your dog, I have to recommend Lost Dogs of Wisconsin. They're a Facebook group. The last time that happened to my parents and I, with my fur brother Sam, they helped us find him, I'd say within 15 minutes. We knew where Sam was. It's an incredible group of people that just looking out for, people and dog owners and trying to connect. National English Muffin Day. Those are good. If you're in the mood for one, they're perfect. National Cherry Cheesecake Day. Another good one. It's also National Email Day. Melissa and I are going to be talking a little bit about that on the morning show in our new hours. We're 9 to 11 now. Come on over there, hang out, and join us over at 97.5 FM. Movie Theater Day. Love going to the movies. I really do. Really enjoy it. Don't do it as much as I used to. Every once in a while, like I went and saw Deadpool and Wolverine. That was really good. That was a lot of fun. That can be a good one. It is. Also, two more that I wanted to mention and wanted to put a note aside. Army Reserve birthday. Make sure to celebrate the Army Reserve's 114th birthday. We thank you and appreciate you. We're able to do silly, weird morning shows like this and listen to great music and have fun together. Thanks to so many of you. We appreciate you. And speaking of appreciation, it is Administrative Professionals Day. Or around here, as what I like to call PAM Day. Because Pam Hilke is the heart of WFHR, WIRI, and everything we do around here in this building. We appreciate Pam. She's been here. This is the only job Pam's ever known, is working at these studios. And it shows, because she's so darn good at it. Anybody who has ever walked in this building knows Pam and appreciates her. And we sure do. Couldn't do any of this without you. Couldn't imagine doing anything without any of it without you, Pam. And we think the world of you. You're the best. Hope you enjoy your day. And let's go ahead and get right into our little bit of country music news now. So one other thing I wanted to mention that we're looking forward to over here on the morning show before we dive too far into the news and with some of the shifting and realignment and changes that are going on with our two stations. Over on the morning show, we've got a couple of different segments that we get to do with a lot of our local listeners out there and also with our sponsors. One of those, you heard me mention before, Quality Plus Printing. Phil Hartley and the gang over there not only sponsor co-sponsor Playmakers, but they have joined us every Wednesday with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Well, we talked with Phil, and after a lot of contract negotiations, some arm wrestling, I believe, we figured out that, you know what? I think that that segment be pretty fun over here. So in the next couple of weeks, we are going to be expanding the Sunrise Show here to 2 hours. We'll be on from 7 to 10, or 7 to 9. We're looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. One of the things we're going to do is add some more stuff over here, and one of those things is going to be our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. If you haven't heard the segment before, today you're going to have an opportunity. Phil will be joining us around 7:45, 7:50, somewhere around there. He's actually going to be in studio today. Usually calls up, but I was like, Phil, you want to stop by? Of course, he's going to stop by. So we're looking forward to that. We will have that for you a little bit later in the hour. Be listening for that. Riley Green is one of the hottest names in all of country music. He is as good as, of a singer as any, you know, most. When asked if he wanted to try acting, though, Riley said, "We've actually kind of gone down that road a little bit. I've read for a couple of shows here lately. Not that I have a lot of time for it, but I think it's something that I would enjoy. It's also something I think could help my music career." When you look at what a lot of people are pointing to, Lainey Wilson on Yellowstone, Ryan Bingham was on that show too, I believe, and he's a great singer and songwriter. But this is what country artists have always done. In the article, they're going on American Songwriter. They're talking about how this is what a lot of, like, Lainey Wilson did this, and some other country stars are doing this, and that's kind of new. Can I introduce you to Kenny Rogers or Dolly Parton or how about Johnny Cash or Willie Nelson? Or I mean, country stars have always had a foot in the acting world. Heck, you can go back to, you know, even really really early TV days. Or how about Hee Haw? And just as far as on TV and stuff, and like they're talking about with Yellowstone. And if Riley Green gets into acting, it actually feels more like, you know, kind of tradition for country stars. And Carrie Underwood is on the new season of American Idol. She's now a judge on there, but the anxiety is the same. She posted a funny video where they were at the judge's table and about to start rolling, and she said, "For the record, the American Idol music gives me anxiety. I get flashes, my heart flashes and everything." Can't blame her. I can only imagine. Yeah. She's been really enjoying it. And so are people. People are really enjoying what she's been doing on it, too. I mentioned Playmakers is going to be making its team debut today. We're excited about that. Join Michael Comer and I from 4 to 5, taking your sports takes and feelings. Get into the NFL draft. Might even do our own mock draft. Well, I thought it'd be fun if we did a mock draft with all of you. And you guys can call in and let us know who you think is going to go where and that kind of thing. We'll also catch you up on some local high school sports going on. And we got some coverage for you this week right here on WIRI we'll be talking about. But we've it was just a couple of weeks ago we started using Seven Nation Army from the White Stripes. I don't know if that fits over here. I don't know if that's good theme music. So I've been racking my brain over the last week or so that these changes have kind of happened, and we've been adapting as a team, and we greatly appreciate all of you adapting with us. You guys are the best listeners in radio, and we appreciate you rolling with us with all this. We're adapting just as much as you guys are. And part of that is trying to figure out what good theme music I should use. I want to use something a little more, you know, a little more country, a little more swing to it. I was thinking about it. Now, we got some requested Tim McGraw a little bit later. We're going to hear some requested Rascal Flatts, George Strait as well. But this one's for me, y'all. Because I'm thinking, what do you think, you know, we're basically just need the first 20, 30 seconds of the song. What do you think about this one? Let me know. Yeah, how about you guys pick the theme music? You text us through the Civic Media app or you call right up, let me know. What do you think of this one for the theme music for the new Playmakers on WIRI? Hey, Luke Combs, Ain't No Love in Oklahoma on 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show, home of country favorites and classics. Good morning, everybody.
Thank you. was 700 fence posts from your place to ours. Neither one of us was old enough to drive a car. Sometimes it was raining, sometimes it would shine. We wore out that gravel road between your house and mine. I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. We'd meet in the middle, beneath that old Georgia pine. We'd gain a lot of ground, cause we both give a little. Ain't no road too long, we meet in the middle. It's been 7 years tomorrow since we set our vows. Under that old pine tree, you ought to see it now. Standing in the backyard, reminding me and you, if we don't see eye to eye, there's something we can do. I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. We'd meet in the middle, meet that old Georgia pine. We'd gain a lot of ground, cause we both give a little. Ain't no road too long, we meet.
WIRI, Wisconsin Rapids home for country favorites and classics.
I don't want to spend another lonely night.
Ooh. I've got the lights turned up, the doors locked, the bedroom TV's on. Doing the only thing that gets me through the night since you've been gone. Praying for daylight, waiting for that morning sun, so I can act like my whole life ain't going wrong. Baby, come back to me, I swear I'll make it right. Don't make me spend another lonely night. Daylight. I made a bad miscalculation, betting you would never leave. Cause if you're getting on with your new life, then where does that leave me?
my heart, I know that you love me as much as I love you. You know I love you. And that you must be lying somewhere looking up to heaven too. Praying for daylight, waiting for that morning sun.
Rascal Flatts, Praying for Daylight on 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. James here, and I got good things on the way for you from Lee Bryce, Shania Twain, Tim McGraw, some requests McGraw. Right now, some requests at George Strait. Wendy wanted to hear him. Here you go. On 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show, home of country favorites and classics.
I got sent home from school one day with a shiner on my eye. Fighting was against the rules, and it didn't matter why. When Dad got home, I told that story just like I'd rehearsed. Then stood there on those trembling knees and waited for the worst. And he said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. He said daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. When I became a father in the spring of 81, there was no doubt that stubborn boy was just like my father's son. And when I thought my patience had been tested to the end, I took my daddy's secret and I passed it on to him. I said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. I said daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. Last night I dreamed I died and stood outside those pearly gates. When suddenly I realized there must be some mistake. If they know half the things I've done, they'll never let me in. And then somewhere from the other side, I heard these words again. And they said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. You see, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen.
Trail Tunes is moving. Now your favorite cowboy, western, and south of the border songs will be 1 hour earlier every Thursday at 6 p.m. That's right, all the same western goodness 1 hour earlier. Missed the show? No problem. Check out the rebroadcast at 5 p.m. on Sundays, right before weekends in the country. It's two times the Rootin' Tootin' Ropin' Fun, 6 p.m. on Thursdays and 5 p.m. on Sundays, only on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. 105.5 FM WIRI WisCountry is your station for high school sports. Catch Randy and Mike on the call all season long. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Country favorites and classics for all of Central Wisconsin. You've got them right here on 105.5 WIRI.
We'll see a little sunshine this morning with scattered afternoon showers or even a thunder shower possible. Our high today in the upper 60s. Tonight, scattered showers with a low in the low to mid 40s. Tomorrow, more scattered rain with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Country Legends 24/7.
$0.89 in the ashtray, half-empty bottle of Gatorade rolling in the floorboard. That dirty Braves cap on the dash, dog tags hanging from the rear view, old skull can and cowboy boots and a gold army shirt folded in the back. This thing burns gas like crazy, but that's alright. People got their ways of coping, oh, and I got mine. I drive your truck, I roll every window down, and I burn up every back road in this town. I find a field, I tear it up. I leave that radio play, same old country station where you left it. Yeah, man, I crank it up, and you'd probably punch my arm right now if you saw this tear rolling down on my face. Hey man, I'm trying to be tough. Mama asked me this morning if I'd been by your grave, but that flag and stone ain't where I feel you anyway. I drive your truck, drive your truck. I drive your truck. I hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind. I drive your truck.
We'll be right back. think I'm sitting at home? No. Bet you think that I'm all alone? No. Bet you think I'm missing you and wishing you would call my phone? Hell no. I went wheels up on a runway, and that ticket was a one way. I'm somewhere on a beach, sipping something strong. Got a new girl, she got it going on. We drink all day and party all night. I'm way too gone to have you on my mind. She got a body, and she's naughty. And she got me like you ain't ever got me. I'm getting some, getting some, and I ain't slept in a week. Yeah, I'm somewhere on a beach. You called my boys, heard you called my folks. They said you drove by my house real slow. You can check any spot, roll down every road, but girl, I ain't even close. I'm somewhere on a beach, sipping something strong. Got a new girl, she got it going on. We drink all day and party all night. I'm way too gone to have you on my mind. She got a body and she's naughty. She got me like you ain't ever got me. I'm getting some, and I ain't slept in a week. Yeah, I'm somewhere on a beach. I wish it could've worked out, but I'm getting over you now. On a beach towel, my shades on, my drink's up, and the sun's out. I'm somewhere on a beach. Sipping something strong. Got a new girl, she got it going on. We drink all day and party all night. I'm way too gone to have you on my mind. She got a body and she's naughty. And she got me like you ain't ever got me. I'm getting some, and I ain't slept in a week. Yeah, I'm somewhere on a beach. Somewhere on a
driveway, shining like a bright new star. I've been wishing on it every day to take me away from here. So I called in to where I work, told a little white lie. Know my back don't really hurt, but that's my alibi, my temporary ticket to anywhere but there. Call it an early weekend, call it going off the deep end, call it what you want, I made up my mind. I don't have to be me till Monday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I ain't gonna face reality. 3 days without punching a time clock, 3 nights to go and nonstop. No work at all, please. I don't have to be me till Monday. Yeah. I can do what I wanna do, be who I wanna be. I got no one to answer to. Soon as I turn the key, a cash machine, gasoline, and we're out of here. Call it an early weekend, call it going off the deep end. Baby, you and me, we can leave it all behind. 'Cause I don't have to be me
buddy. 3 days without punching a time clock, 3 nights going nonstop, no work at all, play. I don't have to be me till Monday. Going nonstop, no work at all, play. I don't have to be me till Monday.
Downtown looks like it's New Year's Eve. You find some bar you can halfway breathe. Touch tune some old deep cut Cheap Trick. Catch a girl singing every word of it. So you bring a couple shots of chilled Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. And somehow she ain't got a boyfriend. So you make her laugh all night and then take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. You're trying to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Gassed up truck sitting in the driveway. In the back there's a black and a pink suitcase. She can't stop saying she's freaking out. You say, baby, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Then you hold her hand, kiss her one time, throw it in drive and take her home. They fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms. Put a chain around your raised hell heart. You're trying to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Take her home. Sometimes God draws life like a dream. Paints you a 7 pound 5 ounce scene in a car seat creeping down the interstate. Two young lovers that are scared to death but still can't wait to take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. You're trying to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Take her home.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 FM, WIRI, Nakusa. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
You better be on time. Any man of mine will say it fits just right when
in last year's dress is just a little too tight, and anything I do or say that'll be okay when I have a bad hair day. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, looking better than me. And when I cook him dinner and I burn it black, he better say, I like it like that, yeah. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, yeah.
Better than me, I was looking for nothing, just riding the breeze, and she gone. yesterday, cause it was. And I still got a buzz. And she gone for the summer, gone for the night, gone for the weekend or the rest of my life. Was she laughing, was she crying as she walked away? I can't stay. I was on a boat that day, the river was rolling, I was getting my float on. She was telling me so long. I was on a boat that day, the river was rolling, I was getting my float on. She was telling me so long.
Gotta let that one finish. Old Dominion, I was on a boat on 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show. James here, and we got a new segment that we're going to be bringing over here to our great friends over at 105.5 with the Sunrise Show. We do this over on WFHR for quite some time now. We have brought it over here. Another part of the trade for Playmakers, a sponsor of Playmakers, is our friends over at Quality Plus Printing. Every Wednesday, Phil Hartley joins us with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Phil is with us in studio today. Phil, how you doing, man?
Yeah, doing well. Glad to be here.
Appreciate the time.
Across the hall.
Yes. Yeah. All the way over here. Thank you for making the trip. It's not easy. I hope you packed a lunch.
Well, we found our way. You know?
We did. Phil, real quick, before we dive into the Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday, how are things going over at the shop?
Oh, no. Staying busy. This is a very busy time of year for us as summer comes up with a lot of local events, which we're really proud to help with, and a lot of local sports teams firing up the rafters. Get the right season.
Yes.
Are firing up, so we're doing a lot of work with them, and we do most of their printing. And then a lot of summer events, a lot of the meet-in, a lot of local places having entertainment all summer. So we're doing a lot of printing for them and getting people ready.
Mead has gotten not that they've ever taken a day off, but they've been really busy lately. That's been great to see.
You know, I live pretty close to the Mead, so it's so fun to drive by there now and see cars all over the place on the streets like they used to be.
Yes,
outside the Grand Avenue. It used to be Grand Avenue Tavern.
You took me back for a second there. It is great to see.
So it's fun to see that place getting busy and a lot of local places doing well. So keep it up.
We're really proud of that and proud to work with them and so many of our other local businesses like you guys. And of course, your sister company, if you will, your WHAM Incorporated.
Yeah.
We haven't gotten to talk about this much over here on 105.5. WHAM Incorporated has this great thing looking for hometown heroes. If you know somebody out there, unsung hero, somebody who doesn't get their due, give them their flowers. Let Phil or I know. Go ahead and hit us up on our Facebook pages. Just a couple sentences about some individual out there that you know that is fantastic. Like, I will say today is Administrative Professionals Day.
There you go.
Pam Hilke. The problem with talking about Pam is you got to, like, how do I cut it off? How do I just give you 3-4 sentences? But I could ramble about her for days, you know?
She just gives and gives and gives, doesn't she? She's just a great person.
She would be a great nominee if she was, able, but she's not because Phil and all of us work together and everything. But you know what we're talking about. Hit us up. Let us know some hometown heroes out there. And we got a really fun thing with WHAM Incorporated involving them, and then get them on a shirt and all that.
That's really been a company that's growing. We're very proud of it. We just did the t-ball shirts for the rec department. A couple hundred shirts that the kids are going to be out there in bright colors this summer. So yeah, things like that. But we've do smaller, just onesies. We've done one, you know, for somebody who has an idea, we'll do it, or for hundreds, and not just t-shirts, but anything you can think that you can print on or etch on, we have the ability to do now. So bring
very
it on.
Cool. Phil, I have dragged this out. I've made the audience wait long enough. What is our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday?
So I thought this would be a good one for you today, James. You ready? Transilience.
Ooh.
Transilience, the ability to move quickly, easily from one thing to another, to adapt or to change.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So when I saw that, I said, hey.
Yeah. kind of had to go with that one. That's a good one.
To honor the staff here, transilience would be a great word for the week. So we went with it.
Wonderful word. Add that to your lexicon, everybody. And, and be looking out for every Wednesday for another edition of the Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday with our friends at Quality Plus Printing. Phil will be joining us again. And you guys are just as good at adapting and changing. We appreciate you rolling with us on these things and moving the show over here and continuing to sponsor Playmakers. And by doing that, really sponsoring local sports. sports and our high school sports like you guys do all the time. And I know are very important to you. As Phil is very involved in our local tennis team and so many other things, man.
Yeah, no, we're really happy to do that. We do a lot of the sports pretty well, the programs for almost every Lincoln sport, for Assumption Sports, and some for Port Edwards and Nacusa as well. So, yeah, I love sports, as you know. Mm-hmm. And so my daughters are all heavily involved in local sports, and I still coach tennis over at Assumption year to year. We'll see how long it lasts, but yeah, happy to do it. And, well, and happy to, because they give us a lot of business as well, happy to give back.
You're going to have to keep doing it for a little while, because I got to get you on Playmakers to talk tennis, because we don't get a chance to talk tennis very much. I think it'd be a lot of fun, and I love tennis. I think it'd be great.
Oh, yeah,
so we're looking forward to that.
No, me too. Thank you, James.
And speaking of Playmakers and sports, we'll be talking it today with you this afternoon, 4 to 5. Be sure to join us for Playmakers, our debut edition, our team debut. We got a new jersey, new number, everything.
Oh, wow.
Very excited.
Yeah.
I think
well, the draft coming here.
And yes, the draft is tomorrow. So we're so excited about that. We'll be talking about that with not only Michael Comer, but with all of you. So get your sports takes and feelings ready to join us a little bit later today from 4 to 5 for our premiere edition, the debut Woo-hoo! Edition of Playmakers right here on 105.5 WIRI, proudly brought to you by Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural
there
Foods.
Oh, my daughter lives 1 mile away from that draft.
Oh, God. Is
1 mile. So she's probably trying to get out of town.
Yeah, maybe.
She was pretty funny on her apartment wall as she went into the building. There's a big notice. You cannot sublet your rooms out this weekend from her landlord.
I believe it, yeah.
Or your parking spots.
My nana used to always make fun of me that I was the kid that ran where angels feared the tread. So when other people are running one direction, I'm running the opposite. This is how it would be with the draft.
Yeah.
I'd be going right to Green Bay right now, man. I want to check it out so bad. Appreciate you, Phil. Thanks so much for joining us.
Take care, James.
Join our friends over at Quality Post Printing today, 3515 A Street South, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Be sure to follow them on social media, their Facebook page. Fantastic. It's a nice thing to have pop up in your feed and positive part of the day while also keeping up with everything going on with them in our community. Wanted to get some requested music to wrap up this show. Paul wanted to hear some Tim McGraw. Here you go. It's 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show, proudly brought to you by our friends at From the Ground Up Coffee Shop. I'm getting all my businesses mixed up here at 105.5 WIRI, home of country favorites and classics. Have a good morning, everybody.
I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu. And I looked deeper and I spoke sweeter and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. He said, I was finally the husband that most of the time I wasn't. And I became a friend would like to have. And all of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition. And I went 3 times that year, I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book and I took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. And then I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds. someday I hope you get the chance to live like you would die. Yeah. Like tomorrow was a gift and you got eternity to think about what you do with it. What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it? Skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a full length Fu Manchu. Man, I love deeper and I spoke sweeter and I watched an eagle as it was flying. And he said, someday
that you're home from college. I've missed you.
Still taking your nature-made vitamins?
Every day. A multivitamin and a probiotic. You better be taking yours.
Still looking out for me, Mom.
I'll never stop.
Made to care for you every day. Nature Made, the number one pharmacist-recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Find us in the vitamin aisle, based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Trump administration wants big changes to the Endangered Species Act. The law has long been interpreted as including protections for habitat on the premise that destroying a species' food and shelter harms the species itself. But now the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and National Marine Fisheries Service said in a proposed rule that degrading or destroying habitat should not be considered harm. Habitat loss is the single biggest driver of wildlife extinction. State officials say someone illegally shot and killed a bull elk near the city of Black River Falls. The animal was one of the primary breeding bulls in an effort to reestablish populations of elk in central Wisconsin. It was wearing a GPS radio collar and there were trail cameras nearby, but the DNR says it still needs the public's help to find the shooter. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues in Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Don't rock the jukebox, I want to hear some Jones, cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. Before you drop that quarter, keep one thing in mind. You got a heartbroken hillbilly standing here in line. I've been down and lonely since she left. Before you punch that number, could I make one request? Don't rock the jukebox, I wanna hear some Jones, cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song.